coming from HBO's. Hey, Sam. First of all, we were talking to director Sam Pollard, co-director of parts 1 and 2 of HBO's Atlanta's Missing and Murdered, The Lost Children, a new 5-part documentary series. Sam, you know, I remember reading up on this and to see this documentary come to life. Tell our listeners more as it kicks off this Sunday.
It came about around 2017. I had just finished the documentary about Manny Jackson, the first black mayor of a major southern city. And my colleagues from Shell 4, Smile Chamayoff, Jeff Dupree, and Josh Bennett had seen that film. And in the Manny documentary, I had done a little section about the Atlanta child murders. And they thought that it could be a longer film, a longer series. And they put together a wonderful proposal that we all then pitched to HBO, who we've had a relationship with over the year. And they gave us a green light. And that was in 2018, somewhere 2018, that we pitched it to them. And then we went down to Atlanta, starting in January of 2019, to do some scouting and pre-production meetings with possible interviews. And then in February, we started shooting once a week, every month, from February up until through the summer. And we captured a lot of very interesting things from people who were part of the FBI and the Atlanta Police Department and families of the victims, parents and siblings of many of the young people who were sadly murdered.
Now, for those who aren't familiar or maybe, you know, they're a little young thing, they're like, what happened? This was the murder of at least, if I'm not mistaken, 30 black children and young adults in Atlanta between 79 and 81.
Exactly right. And it was horrific. I mean, it was, you know, people were so frightened. They didn't want their children out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it became not only a national story, it became an international story. I mean, it was a horrific time in Atlanta at the time when the city was starting to develop a reputation. It had just started to open its airport, its international airport. Manny Jackson was, you know, as I was saying, the first black mayor of a major southern city. You know, had a primarily black administration. So it was a very intense and complicated time in the city of Atlanta.
I know that's one of our black meccas. So reading the history of this, I cannot even imagine. But this Sunday, it kicks off 5-part series on HBO. You can also stream it on HBO Now, 7 o'clock our time. Atlanta's Missing and Murdered, The Lost Children, about the abduction of 30 black young adults and children who were abducted and murdered, which in Atlanta, you know, we look at Atlanta now, Sam, and we're trying to picture something like that happening, but it happened, and it's part of the history.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I spent a lot of time in that city over the last 5 or 6 years. And as you know, it is a black mecca. I mean, there's a growing black middle class in there. I mean, you know, there's lots of industry in the city. You know, the airport is probably the most important airport in the United States. You know, it's a major metropolis. And just to think back on that history, which has left a real wound in the city.
Yeah.
You know, it was a sad appearance during that time.
Well, as hard as the story was to read about, I am anxious to see this story on the screen. I mean, just reading it alone, so I can imagine talking to people, you know, FBI members, definitely very emotional, I can imagine. Was it hard to shoot, you know, listen to all those stories, or, you know, how was that?
It was hard. I mean, you know, when you're sitting in front of someone who lost a child, you know, and they're having to go back and remember those events that led to the child initially disappearing and be going missing and then being found murdered. It was very hard. I mean, we interviewed the mother and the aunt of Clifford Jones, the young man who was killed. I mean, we were all in tears in the room when we were interviewing those two folks, those two people. And, you know, that was the same thing that happened when we interviewed Anthony Terrell, whose brother was killed. And same thing when we interviewed Sheila Balthazar, who lost her son, and Catherine Leach, who lost her son. I mean, it was a difficult thing to sit and listen to these people having to relive these intense experiences. But, you know, as documentarians, we want to be respectful and hopefully make sure that this was for some of them the first time they had an opportunity to sit down and really talk about the experience and really relive the experience. And for some of them, I think, like for Anthony Terrell, it was like an exorcism for him. It gave him the opportunity to just let him open himself up.
Wow. So this Sunday, we got stay-at-home orders. Sit down and watch this. HBO Atlanta's Missing and Murdered, The Lost Children, five-part series. Thank you so much, Sam, for taking time to talk to us in Kansas City. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Be good.